As we watch world events unfold and fulfill Scripture, it's hard to believe anyone could doubt God and His Word are real. And yet there are so many who either question or completely refuse to believe it. The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary that hits the doubt head-on with evidence that proves God is real and His Word is the ultimate authority. Watch it anytime and invite others to watch with you. Just visit stream.afa.net. That's stream.afa.net.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Today's Friday, April the 17th, 2026. We thank you for joining us here on AFR, and today is first-time callers only. So if you've never gotten in on the show and wanted to call and ask or answer, today is your day. Ed Battagliano is with me, J.J. Jasper. What's the phone number to call us for first-time callers, Ed?
It is 888-589-8840. Mm-hmm. Yep. Would you like me to give that again?
I would.
888-589-8840 is the number to call. If you have never been on the air with us before, yeah. First-time callers, that is today.
Today's the day.
We do ask that you be 11 years old or older,
right.
But other than that, JJ, the sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit. Hey, I want to make mention, this is a little scary. The couple was robbed at the corner gas station convenience store. The police were called. The police asked, were they able to describe who robbed them? They said, yes, pump number two. About 4 foot tall, 2 foot wide.
Bump number two. That's funny.
Yeah, that's people's experience more and more.
Hey, and one, not as high as during the Biden regime, and the prices are going to go lower. One of these original callers, original questions that we have, three each out of the original nine.
Yeah.
One's a mystery question. If you happen to land on it, answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. What?
Hey, what happened to the cowbell?
Bill?
Cowbell went away.
He hit the wrong button.
All right, hold on. Rewind. Do that again, JJ.
All right. Mystery question.
Good
if night. You land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound.
Beloved cowbell.
The beloved rim shot.
The beloved cowbell. Shell
and that means you're going to win a real nice brand new.
Yeah,
it's
brand new.
Brand new design Learning University t-shirt. Ed, Tim is holding that up so people that can watch online. How do they do that?
Well, if you want to watch this show, you can do that. We have our own streaming platform, stream.afa.net, or you can search for today's issues.
Or search for the meaning of life.
Or today's issues live on either Facebook or YouTube. That's normally the name of this show, today's issues live.
So people watch us on the TV, on the video?
They can. They're watching. There's some folks watching now.
How do they watch, Ed? They want to watch.
Weren't you listening? I just explained.
I was listening, yeah. But I thought, you know, it never hurts to repeat
okay.
instructions.
You can search for today's issues or
yes.
today's issues live on either Facebook
yeah.
or YouTube.
All right.
Or you can go to our own streaming platform, stream.afa.net.
All right.
And that's how you can watch this show live.
I've reached the age where my train of thought often leaves the station without me. You can use that one, JJ.
I like that. I'm going to write that
he
down.
He probably has used that.
Yes, yes.
I reached the age where my train of thought often leaves the station without me. I found that.
Oh, I'm that's just looking now. You got a bunch
that's
of...
That's not original with me. I found that one.
Well, that's all right. JJs aren't always original with him.
Very rare.
Some of them are, though. He comes up with some good ones.
All right, so first-time callers only.
That it?
It's...
Let's go.
All the housekeeping's done?
Give us your three questions,
all right,
Brother Ed.
Here are my three questions. First question, for UFC fight fans, what does UFC stand for? You know, we're always talking about, you know, Joe Rogan, UFC, what have you. What does UFC stand for?
You know, President Trump is a big fan of that.
Yeah.
That's a sport where they try to kill each other.
Yes.
It's very gruesome and bloody, but people like that gladiator stuff.
Yeah.
But the point is, they've announced, you know, President Trump wants to have one of those on the White House lawn.
I think he is going to have one.
Are you serious?
Oh, he is going to have one. It's going to be amazing.
You know, they're going to have usually have two fights, and it was just announced, President Trump just announced that he and the Pope are going to be one of them.
Oh, man.
Did you know this?
No, I did not.
Yeah, the Pope has accepted his challenge, and so they're going to have it go at it on the front lawn, the south lawn of the White House.
That's going to be a pay-per-view. I'd pay to see that.
Well, that's going to be a pay-per-view for the ages.
Pope Leo.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Well,
all right. Okay, so that's my first question.
Repeat the question. What was it?
Okay, for UFC fight fans, what does UFC stand for? We toss those things around all the time.
Very Christian sport.
Absolutely not. Second question. Barca, B-A-R-C-A,
Barca,
a word meaning thunderbolt or lightning, was the family nickname of what famous ancient general?
Wow.
Many of you know this. And when you guys hear it, you'll say, how did I not remember that?
Ancient.
Barca, ancient general.
I remember James and John's were the sons of Barca. That's a little bit different. That ain't no, that's in the Bible.
I heard you bark up the wrong tree.
You can bark up the wrong tree.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you can take it easy this weekend in your Barca lounger.
That's right. Are your Barcas are puppying?
What's that?
Your puppies are barking, my bad.
Oh, okay.
I got a little reverse there.
All right, and then third question, multiple choice. I'm starting to like these more and more.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple choice. Machu Picchu. What is it? Is it a flavor of ice cream at Baskin-Robbins, the capital city of Thailand, a mountain in Peru, or a spicy Indian dish containing curry?
I remember it was that little robot that used to come out, and his head spun around a little bit there, and one of them Star Trek type shows.
Machu Picchu.
What's the word you're using?
All right,
here
Machu Picchu. Is that a flavor of ice cream at Baskin-Robbins?
Could be.
The capital city of Thailand, a mountain in Peru, or a spicy Indian dish containing curry?
What was the name of the little fella that came out? Which I got all those beyond out
Robbie
of space,
the robot.
No,
Robbie the robot?
No, the E2D2 something.
Oh, R2D2.
R2D2. Who was? What was the Lost in Space or something?
No,
what
was that was name? Star Wars.
Yeah. Star Wars.
Right. Well, real quickly, your fourth choice was what now? The fourth choice.
A spicy Indian dish containing curry.
Is there any need to say containing curry?
Have you ever had we have an Indian restaurant in town.
We do.
And my son and daughter-in-law told me you guys will like it. So Diana and I went there last summer, and I said I want something with curry because I like spicy food.
Right.
And the waiter tried to tell me what it's very spicy, and I said, you don't know who you're talking to.
Bring it.
Bring it. I could not finish it. It was so blooming hot.
Right.
It was very spicy.
Yeah.
But to your point,
curry.
There's curry in a lot of Indian dishes.
Yeah, my Maybe daughter most. Lived in, as you guys know, lived in Kenya for a year, and she's been cooking African dishes for us. And I came in the room and the whole kitchen, I said, oh, wow, it almost knocked me over. I thought, I know what this smell is. And I felt out the real strong thing. I felt like I needed to ask for technical support. You know, because I just could smell all this curry.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of the
kitchen.
Oh,
out of India, you mean?
I just felt like I should say, you know.
They use curry in African food?
No, he's doing the Indian tech help stereotype.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Hello, my name is Daniel. I am somewhat interested in your call.
Right.
Well, the.
Somewhat interesting.
But it was, they use curry in some African dishes as well.
Okay.
I guess you get over the pond in any direction, they used to use, you know, different things
curry
to cook with.
Go ahead, JJ.
Not using as much Crisco. Here's what I've got. First question. Whose name in the New Testament means son of encouragement? Whose name in the New Testament means
Joel.
Son of encouragement? Oh, that's worth a fist bump right there.
What did you say?
Joel.
Joel.
I don't get it.
The apostle named Osteen.
Oh, Joel. Osteen.
Encouragement?
I'll give you a fist bump. I get it now.
A little delayed reaction there, Ian.
Sorry.
Second question.
Kentucky boy got it before you did.
What is... I should be impressed by that, but I feel slightly offended.
I think you should be offended.
What is Mozart's first name? You know, the composer. What is Mozart, who was not a Kentuckian?
Napoleon.
What is Mozart's first name? Third question.
It's Bonaparte.
A riddle. In honor of my my friend and boss, Tim Wildman, when he was on a riddle roll for about two or three years. Here's the riddle. What begins with the letter P, finishes with the letter E, and has over 1,000 letters in it? What begins with the letter P, ends with the letter E, and has over 1,000 letters in it?
I actually know the answer to this.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Mm.
Tim, do you know?
No, I don't.
You might have used that 10 years ago.
Yeah. No, I don't know the answer to that.
Hey, I know we're talking about 5, 10 years ago. It dawned on me coming into work this morning that 2020 was 6 years ago, and it seems like about a year ago we were wearing masks and everything was all, we were anxious.
Good old
the world
days.
Was upset. But how has that actually been? 6 years,
6 years
when it seems so fresh in our minds.
Yeah. To me, it seems like it's 1,000 years ago. I mean, it just seems like another universe or something. Yeah. I remember. You remember when we were all standing 6 feet apart in the grocery stores and everything? That was bizarre.
With a good attitude.
Oh.
We all had.
Yeah.
You remember back then?
Oh, yeah.
We were all willing to pitch in and help save the world. And we didn't mind.
You cannot buy that much toilet paper.
Get out of my personal
time.
Space. All right, here are my three questions. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I got a baby boomer question. What do Lady and the Tramp eat on their date in Lady and the Tramp movie?
Huh.
You know what? The classic Disney movie that baby boomers are familiar with and a lot of children still watch today. What do Lady and the Tramp eat on their date?
Did it have curry in it?
Might have.
Might have.
Might not.
Might.
All right, number two. What is the fear of heights called?
Hmm.
And I'm not talking about it's called the fear of heights.
Right.
Right.
I'm talking about the...
you want the scientific name.
I'm going to say normal.
Normal.
Yeah, right.
What is the...
says the guy who flies.
Yeah, I know, right? What is the fear of heights called? Number three, what popular beverage is made from fermenting apples?
Popular beverage?
Poplar. What popular beverage is made from fermenting apples? All right, go ahead.
I know the answer to this.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Arkansas, and Debbie will start us off. Debbie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, I am so thrilled to be on with you.
Well, we're thrilled to have you.
Where are you calling from, Debbie?
I'm calling from Gentry, Arkansas, which is in Northwest.
Okay. Up around the... Springdale, Fayetteville area?
Well, yeah, we're about a 45-minute hour's drive from them.
Near Harrison or Van Buren or where?
Decatur.
And
yeah.
Is that near Elm?
Is that Elm Street
or is that? I'll stop. I just wanted to annoy JJ and Ed for just a minute.
Oh, you weren't ignoring me.
No, we're fascinated.
Taking a slight nap.
Anyway, Elm Street, that's a shocker. Every town has one. Go. Anyway, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both, Debbie?
Both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've got Ed gave two questions that one of my youngest son I know from. That one and my oldest son from the other one.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Machu Picchu.
All right. Here's the question. It's multiple choice. Machu Picchu, Debbie, is that a flavor of ice cream at Baskin Robbins, mm-hmm. the capital city of Thailand, mm-hmm. a mountain in Peru, or a spicy Indian dish containing curry?
It's a mountain in Peru.
It is a mountain in Peru.
Yeah. Debbie, way to start us out.
But you know, on that mountain in Peru, there is a Baskin Robbins.
Yes, right next to the
right, and they serve
Dollar General.
They serve curry ice cream.
Ooh,
well, that makes me
brutal.
That's just
Debbie, what's your question?
Image of it on my shelf.
How did you know the answer to
that?
She
said one of her sons helped her with that.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
My son went on a missions trip there.
Oh, wow.
He actually visited.
Now, is that the mountain where all the ruins are that everybody goes to see?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's thousands of years old.
Very famous, yeah. Cortez, in Peru, that would have been...
where the Beatles started.
Pizarro, Juan Pizarro.
You know that?
Was also a pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates years ago.
Yeah, I was at Liverpool.
Hey, Debbie, what's your question for us?
Okay, I'm confused.
Okay. The actor Bob Denver, who played in Gilligan's Island, he had another role before that in another television program.
He was a beatnik.
What was that?
Yeah, it was Dobie Gillis.
Dobie Gillis, the beatnik.
You got it. Do you remember his name?
What show was that? You guys are ancient.
That was it was black and white.
Yeah, it was
ancient.
He was it was groovy. It was a groovy show. Beatniks were kind of like the forerunners of the hippies.
Wait,
you know, they snapped their fingers.
Groovy is 60s. Are you guys talking 60s or 50s?
It was 60s, Dobie Gillis. What was his name? It was
Debbie,
kind of
tell us.
I won't remember, but as soon as you say I'll go, yes. What was it?
It was Maynard.
Maynard. Krebs.
Was that his last name?
That was his name. It was Maynard Krebs.
Wow. You get extra credit for that.
What was the name of this show now?
Dobie Gillis.
How long did that? Must not lasted long. It wasn't in big reruns that I remember.
It wasn't real popular. I only saw a couple of episodes of it.
I think Dobie Gillis's dad owned like a
soda shop.
Or something, wasn't it?
They'd come to the deal like a open mic where people would read poetry and everybody would snap their fingers.
Was it like Western?
No.
No, sort of like that.
Like a Western?
Sort of like
a Bonanza?
Yeah, like
the
Western.
1950s.
Debbie.
At lunchtime, go to YouTube. I bet you can watch a couple of episodes.
No, you're not going to. You won't enjoy it.
Those are kind of corny.
Some people thought it was far out, but not me. Hey, Debbie, have a great weekend.
Her question.
That was it about Dobie Gillis.
JJ.
Dobie Gillis. Hey, that was a great question.
Yes, it was.
Though, Debbie, thank you so much.
That was hip.
It was hip.
JJ's pulling out all the clackers.
I'm pulling
mine.
All the classics.
No, he said clackers.
Clackers.
Yeah.
Remember those things?
I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were banned in my junior high school when they became popular.
Right.
Because kids were playing this game where, and these were hard. Marble things
were hard,
and kids were trying to put their fingers in and get them out before the balls hit, and they were breaking their fingers. So we had the school had to ban them. It's just idiot stuff kids do.
No, it was just those were fun times. I've still got a scar on my back from yard darts. We just had different rules back then. There weren't as many lawsuits.
Yard dark. Oh, me. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Who's next, Ed?
Let's go to Florida.
All right, let's do that.
And Gary is on the line. Gary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Where do you live in Florida?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Only two stations in Florida are, I think.
Good area.
Yeah, we do have a big station there in the Jacksonville area.
We have an AM and an FM station both here in Jacksonville.
Yes, sir. We're looking at expanding. We might be going on another radio down around the Gainesville area.
Wonderful.
That would be great. That's where I first ran across AFA when your dad sent out those newsletters. The pastor would hand it to me and say, how about making copies of these and see, pass them out to everybody that wants one.
Wow.
Thank you for that. That's how grassroots, that's how we've grown, and we appreciate prayers and activism. Hey, Gary, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Try to do both, I think.
Which one you want to answer?
Okay. Wasn't there one about a nickname in the New Testament?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Here's the question. Whose name in the New Testament means son of encouragement?
Yeah.
Barnabas.
Barnabas. Nicely done.
Barnabas. That Excellent. Means son of encouragement, huh?
Yes, and he really was an encourager.
Was he an encourager?
Everywhere. His actual name was Joseph, but because he was encouraging, you see it in all these verses, they changed his name to Barnabas, and that meant son of encouragement.
Yeah, I mean, I remember in the book of Acts, it says that Barnabas told the disciples, every day's a Friday.
He did?
Yeah, wow. Every day's a Friday.
That's the kind of guy you want to walk with,
that's,
you know?
That's the kind of encouragement, path. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Way to go, Gary. That is a correct answer from the New Testament. What's your question for us?
Okay, in Judges. Mm-hmm. Chapter 21, it mm-hmm. says, now the men of Israel had sworn an oath at Mitzvah, saying, what was their oath?
The men of Israel
swore an oath, saying,
at Mitzvah.
Now, is this where they weren't going to allow their daughters to marry, their sons to marry the daughters from the tribe that had done that horrific thing?
Was it Dan or something?
Yeah, but then they changed it and allowed a little exception for them to hide in the hedges and come out during a dance and snatch a wife and run off. Is that the story you're talking about, Gary?
They weren't going to give a wife to Benjamin.
To Benjamin.
I think I got it. What was the question again, Gary? Or did you just
we got, just, got, you it. Just got it? Yes, sir. Oh,
okay. They got it.
I was going to say all for one and one for all. was that, have I got that mixed up?
It's in one translation.
That's from the
Three Musketeers?
The 12 Musketeers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, so the correct answer to Gary's question is what now?
They weren't going to allow their
daughters to Benjamin as
daughters to be married. Benjamin did a horrific, I'm not going to say what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Horrific, horrific crime.
Yeah.
So everybody else said, we're going to go and wipe you out.
Yeah.
And then they said, as a matter of fact, we're never going to let, we're making an oath right here before God.
Okay.
We're not going to let. Then they realized that tribe's going to go away because they're not going to have enough wives for their.
So what was the oath?
That we're not going to let our daughters marry. Let's all say that we will not let our daughters marry the sons of Benjamin. Then they realized that their population would disappear from one of the 12 tribes of Israel. So they found a little loophole, put some fine print in there, said there's this dance that we have every year.
Okay.
You guys hide in the hedges, and when they're out there dancing, you run out there and you grab your wife, throw her over her shoulder, and run off. And we'll say we didn't.
We didn't allow it.
We didn't allow it. We said an oath. We didn't allow it. That just happened. And
that's how Diane and I started dating.
You threw over your shoulder.
Not
over
my shoulder. My mind. Yeah.
I can't do that now.
Well,
I mean, because I'm older.
You're on your own on this one, Ed.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm older again.
Oh, my word.
No.
Thank
you, Gary, from Florida, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Gary.
Talking about older. One of our coworkers said about getting older, said, used to, when I'd walk down the hall and have a little bit of a limp, people say, are you limping? Yeah, I was in a wreck. And said, now when I do it, limping, are you limping? Yeah, I hurt myself getting out of bed.
Instead of a wreck, that's all it takes.
Throw her over your shoulder like a Continental Soldier. Do your ears hang low. Do you remember the song?
I don't remember that line of it. I don't know. Vacation, how do you remember that kind of stuff?
Vacation Bible School. My dad used to sing that song.
Are you serious?
I forgot. Oh, yeah. Do your ears hang low.
Is there actually
the name
a line?
Of the song was Do Your Ears Hang Low.
Is there
heard
actually
this?
A sign?
I never heard
your
about
shoulder
the
like a Continental Soldier.
Yeah. Do your ears hang low. Throw your ears over your shoulder like a Continental Soldier.
All right.
Do your ears hang low. We'll be back.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
If there is any subject a person needs to know how to deal effectively with in our tension-filled, hurried world, it is worry. Worry is an ever-present temptation and torment to modern man. What is worry? You know, it's not an easy word to define. But I feel we're safe if we define worry as undue concern. Not lack of concern now, but undue concern. It is difficult in this world in which we live not to have this undue concern. Worry may also be classified as a lack of security. When we aren't sure, lack security, we worry. Elizabeth Cheney wrote a poem which expresses this thought. This is the way she stated it. Said the robin to the sparrow, I should really like to know why those anxious human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, Friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me. Worry isn't valid concern. We need valid concern. We do not need a careless, what does it matter attitude. But we do need a genuine, valid, and sincere concern. One of the great evils of worry is that it is wasted energy. For often the things we spend time worrying about never come to pass. Someone has stated that the devil would continually have us crossing streams that do not exist. What then are the results of worry? Well, worry certainly doesn't help solve our problems or even cause them to change their nature. It is only expended energy. Worry hurts our physical bodies and saps our strength. A very large percentage of heart attacks, ulcers, and various other physical ills owe their existence to worry. Not only that, but worry creates a negative attitude in us, makes us look for the worst instead of the best. Worry causes us to see the thorns instead of the roses in the flower garden of life. My experience has been that the person who worries is continually looking for and expecting the worst. He simply doesn't enjoy life and in general makes life miserable for those around him. Worry also keeps us from being the creative person God wants us to be. No person can be at his best creatively if he's weighted down by worry. I guess the important question is this. How do we overcome worry? Well, we overcome worry through security. If a person has security, the tendency to worry disappears. We can get security by doing our best and leaving the rest to God. That man is blessed, wrote Charles Dickens, who does his best and leaves the rest. Then do not worry. Fear causes worry. Faith is the answer to fear. Thus, a genuinely deep-rooted faith in God is of very much practical help to modern man. Too many of us want to do our jobs all by ourselves. Consequently, we come to rely only on ourselves. We must learn to leave something for God. We can also overcome worry by going to work to prevent that which we worry about. Action is a good antidote for worry. When we tend to worry, trust God, get busy, and do our best, and then leave the rest to Him.
This has been My Turn with Don Weilman, a production of the American Family Association.
For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of His unfailing love. Psalm 33, 4 through 5.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour.
So that is one song that you can overthink. Am I right?
I'm not sure what you mean.
3-hour tour.
Oh, yeah.
3-hour tour, and Ginger's got all those clothes.
That's a good point.
The Howells got all their money.
Yeah.
Not just money. They got furniture and everything. You know, they're out there on the, like, a patio furniture and everything. You think
that's
chandelier.
True.
So, anyway, all right, there you go. So, just real quickly, bear with me.
Absolutely. We'll bear.
So, I was... thinking back, my dad was, he was a preacher, my founder of this ministry, and we used to have vacation Bible school, and we had a small church, so when you're a small church, you know this, Ed.
Yeah.
Pastors does about 10 jobs, right?
Exactly.
So my dad, he would lead the singing for the children at vacation Bible school. My dad could.
I didn't know that.
Well, he couldn't sing a lick, but.
But there, who else was there?
That's okay.
Yeah.
But he had this little song he sang, and it was a. for the children. It had, you know how you have hand parts to a song for kids?
Yeah, like Father
you know?
Abraham or something.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. So you just, do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your ears hang low? You never heard that one?
I have heard it.
Okay.
My dad would do that.
I wish I had a video of this. I don't. You know, it's just memories in my head. Yeah. But my dad would do the hand signs with the ears. And
I bet kids loved it.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and I like how they take songs like that to communicate sound theology.
Well, it was a Methodist thing. And, you know, if you want to make fun of our beliefs, JJ, that's okay. I'll forgive you. But no, I'm just kidding. That was pretty universal in all churches, that little children's song. That was back in the 70s. But you know, a song you remember as a child?
Deep like and that, wide, some of those.
Will stay with you your whole
that's
life.
That's right.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, thanks for listening to AFR, American Family Radio Trivia Friday. We're here every week. Ed, repeat your questions.
All right, and I'll have to add one. My multiple choice Machu Picchu question got answered. I do have others, but I'm going to save those. I'm going to have like one a Friday. So I have two original questions left, and I'll add one. First question, for UFC fight fans, what does UFC stand for? Second question, the name Barca, B-A-R-C-A, meaning thunderbolt or lightning, was the family nickname of what famous ancient general? Now, if we get towards the third segment and nobody's really taking a shot at this, I'll give a hint, but the hint will give it away because this is a sure.
You don't want to give that away.
It's a famous general.
So we get like the seventh inning stretch, you'll feel like, okay,
yeah,
let me go ahead.
I need to give a hint which will help people. All right, and then my third question, this is one I'll add. Female mosquitoes eat the blood. What do males eat? Female mosquitoes eat blood. What do the guy mosquitoes eat? Those are my three questions.
Here's what I've got. First question, what is Mozart's first name? Talking about the famous composer, what is Mozart's first name? Second question, this is a riddle. What begins with the letter P, finishes with the letter E, and has over 1,000 letters in it? What begins with the letter P, finishes with the letter E, and has over 1,000 letters in it? The riddle. Third question, I'll add one. What is entomology the study of? What is entomology the study of? Now, I know when you had cello, that was one class, your cello.
Cello, yeah, for then, like two or three years. Yeah.
And then entomology. I know that wasn't your major. It was a minor.
It was a minor.
But at least you studied a lot about whatever this is. Entomology.
All right, so here we go. My three questions. What do Lady and the Tramp eat on their date in the classic Disney movie Lady and the Tramp?
And is it still on menus today if you want extra credit?
And it is.
Oh, okay.
No, absolutely.
What do Lady and Tramp eat on their date? Number two, what is the scientific name or actual name for having the fear of heights? What is the fear of heights called technically? You know, it's funny about that, the fear of heights, real quick, because JJ, I mean, you mentioned JJ's a pilot. I don't have a fear of flights when I get in an airplane. But if I start crawling up stairs, well, not stairs.
Like a ladder?
Like if you go up a fire tower.
Oh.
You know, go up 50 feet, then you look down, then that's when you get your queasy stomach. I don't know why that is, but.
I've told you guys a lot of stories. I was on a
you sure have.
30-foot ladder. Yeah. On a 30-foot ladder and fell off. Thankfully, I was just on the bottom step, but it could have really, really been bad, guys.
It could have, yeah. Fortunately, you didn't go 29 other feet. You know. All right, here in my third question, what popular beverage is made from fermenting apples?
Fermenting apples?
Fermenting apples. You ferment an apple, what do you get?
Yeah.
Last night, my daughter was talking about a friend from London. And for wedding cakes, they use fruit cake.
Yeah.
And she was saying, you know, she's telling about taking this fruit, that fruit. Then she said, you let it ferment for 2 months. And Maddie said, you know, I think we're talking about two different things. She said, we sort of make fun of fruit cake. And she said, it's just like a little hard brick And I'm pretty sure it hadn't been fermenting for a couple. And this person from London was like, wait, we had all these ingredients. And as it ferments, it just gets more and more tasty. And I think she said, if I'm remembering the conversation, that's sort of their wedding cake in London. I might be a little bit
you know,
off
that
on that.
That was used before penicillin was invented.
That's where they got
fermented fruit.
No,
cake?
That's where they got penicillin. They got scraped a little mold off.
Yeah, had a lot
there.
Of healing powers.
Okay, I'm going to make a lot of people go nuts here.
Don't
okay?
do it.
I like the nuts.
Yes, thing. I like fruitcake. I think fruitcake is tasty. I know everyone's. I know that's that awkward silence that follows when I say those kind of things.
Yeah.
But I like fruitcake. It's good.
Is there a food blasphemy category? Anybody? No. You know what? I'm okay with it. I would never order it off a menu.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with fruitcake.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I don't think it should have ever been invented.
Well, that
so what about? Gotten, listen, what would we use for a doorstop? Yeah.
We can have disagreements about this. I don't think
it's not a, for fellowship.
It's not a deal breaker.
Right.
Who's next, Ed?
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go to Texas, and we're going to find out what Rob thinks about fruitcake. No, we're not going to. We won't put you on the spot. Rob, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hey, Rob.
How you doing?
Good. Where do you live in Texas?
In a little town called Andrews.
All right.
North of Odessa, Midland.
Rob, I am going to ask you, would you rather have a gift card or fruitcake at Christmas?
probably a gift card, but the great thing, I guess, about a fruitcake is you can always just re-gift it.
Which is probably how you got it, when you get one.
Yep.
That's probably
pass on down the line.
The most re-gifted gift. You know, I don't see them like I did 20 years ago. I think people gave up on it.
Yeah.
Where's your little town?
It's north of Odessa, about 32 miles, little town of Andrews.
I got you.
I wish y'all could boost your strength, because you compete with an NPR station. It just, in the mornings, you fade in and out with this other NPR station. So that I don't want to listen to that. I definitely want to listen to y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I go to Odessa, Midland all the time. So.
Well, also, you can get
I love y'all's program.
Yes, sir. And you can download the AFR app on your phone.
Yes, sir.
You can do that.
Yep.
Right, yeah. Rob, do you get
there's just dips where you lose cell signal, and that kind of goes out too. So,
all right, which question you want to answer?
I'm thinking I'll do the lady in the trim. I'm almost certain of that one.
Okay. The question is I usually try to have a baby boomer question. This goes back to the classic Lady and the Tramp Disney movie.
I'm just
what do Lady and the Tramp eat on their date?
They eat spaghetti.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
They eat
nicely
spaghetti.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
And they get the same strand, and they're eating it, and that's how they first kiss. Listen, I was inspired by that because there's a scene from that movie where they're eating spaghetti with the meatball, and I do this all the time with my wife.
I push that meatball
over to her with my nose.
That's
just like
I think it's inappropriate.
throwing her over my shoulder like a continental
soldier? Or pushing a meatball on her.
I pushed the meatball over with my nose.
All right, didn't need that image, but anyway.
Hey, good job, Rob. What's your question for us?
The only one I can think of is a Beatles question. It's my mother's the ultimate Beatles fan.
Tim knows about.
We talking about the insect, or are we talking about the group?
I think
the group.
All right,
Tim knows about the Beatles.
Beatles.
The Beatles. Can Tim tell me the name of the Beatle that Tom forgot?
Hey, by the way, Alex McFarland is a pretty. He knows a lot about.
Really?
It. Yeah.
Big Beatles fan.
So the question is, which one of the Beatles was known as what?
The Beatle that Tom
the
forgot.
The Beatle that Tom forgot.
There was that.
Yeah, he was on the original recordings.
The fifth Beatle.
Yeah, right when they were about to explode and get big, and he quit like right before it all happened, like when they were a little bit more than a garage band. But he even helped write some of them, and he's on.
So you asked
early,
what his name is.
What was
I
his
do not
name?
Know. I do not know.
Talk about disappointing.
I do not know.
I don't know. I don't
Alex
know.
Would probably know.
Yeah.
All right, is that, let me ask you, Rob, is that the answer you're looking for? Who that person is that?
Yeah. What's his name?
Yeah. He either played.
He was a drummer. I know that.
He played on.
You're right about that.
Like the very first
because
one,
Ringo Starr took his place.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I do know that.
Years and years ago,
Ringo Starr replaced him.
He just in recent years, because his work was on one of the first, like their biggest album or whatever, he never got any royalties. So he just recently sued and got a buku amount of money with interest.
Yeah, but he's too old to use it.
Hey,
what are you going to do? Go on a vacation when you're 97?
You're going to have to tell
hey,
us, Rob.
I got my money.
He should have sued a long time
right,
ago.
Right. All right, who is it, Rob? Give us some backstory.
His name. I can only tell you his name is Pete Best. And, yes, you're right. He is the original drummer.
He didn't have your best day now, did he?
Man.
Pete Best.
Yeah, am I right? Ringo Starr took his place? Yeah.
Ringo Starr took his place, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
He was the best. Beetle. I think we can all agree.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks,
appreciate
buddy.
It. Next up, Ed. Who's next?
All right. We go back to Arkansas. And Alan is on the line. Alan from Arkansas. Yeah. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I've been trying to get on for a long time.
Wonderful.
Me and a friend of mine, Tom, we listen to y'all.
Your perseverance has paid off, sir.
Tell Tom we said hello.
Yes,
what part of Arkansas, Alan?
Gurdon, Arkansas.
Which is
a little new. South of Arkadelphia.
Arkadelphia, south central Arkansas.
Yeah, it's a little town called Gurdon. It's about 20 minutes away from Arkadelphia.
Talking about little towns, Alan, I'm going to be in Oney, Arkansas in October and Locksburg, Arkansas in February. I don't know if you're close to those towns. They're pretty small.
Wow, that's booking
I'm on the Dollar General tour, so that's how I'm able to get in all these small towns.
All right, Alan, ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'm going to try to do both of them.
Which one do you want to answer?
Let me go with a UFC question.
All right, here's the question, Alan. For UFC fight fans, what does UFC stand for? What say you?
Ultimate Fighting Championship.
That is correct.
Nicely done.
Excellent job.
Have you ever been in one of those, Alan?
Yeah, I've been I used to fight MMA amateur, but I've been a big fan for a long time.
Oh, you used to fight?
Wow.
So
my younger years.
Okay, well, is that the same thing as when they put you in the octagon and tell you
last man standing? In a cage. Yeah, in a cage.
Have you got any of your original teeth in your head? I'm asking for a friend.
Well, I've got some of them left. I got one of them knocked out one time, though.
Sure you did.
Oh, man.
Sure you did.
I mean, they use elbows and everything else.
Alan, I think I'm going to stick with golf.
Although I hear the way you golf, that can be kind of dangerous, folks.
You can do damage with a 7-iron if you need to. anyway, Alan.
Right.
Okay, brother, ask?
You got a question for us.
What's your question for us?
All right, it's going to be a biblical question. So in the Old Testament, when the priest would sacrifice the animals, which part of side of the animal did the priest keep and what part?
Mm.
JJ, you know a lot about this. You do this
at
your house.
I get them mixed up. I think it was the thigh, but I get all that, put blood on your thumb and on your forefinger and – you know, wash this part and do this part. I get it all sort of mixed up, but I'm going to say it's the thigh. But I don't remember which one.
What? Ask the question again, Alan. I'm not sure JJ understood it.
Yeah.
Which side and what part of the animal did the priest keep for himself?
See, the priest, they would take these forks, and they would be able to get the
and
meat.
Boil it or something.
Boil it. They would get to eat some of the sacrifice, then the other, they would just burn it up, or they would do different things. Just like with Eli's sons. Before it even got sacrificed, they were stabbing the best portion of meat, one of the many things that they were doing that was evil. But I can't remember. The priest got an allotment of – they didn't get allotment of land, but they got to live on the land, and they got food from the sacrifices that were brought.
So you wanted to be a priest.
Well, yeah.
If you
didn't mind killing animals all day.
A lot of fridge benefits to that.
That's right.
All right.
Well, what's the answer? You can tell I'm just kind of – grasping at straws.
Okay, so you got half of it right. It is the thigh, but it's the right side. It would get the right side.
The right side.
Found in Leviticus 7.
Now, is that looking at the animal or looking from the animal's perspective? right side?
I don't know. You got me on that one. That's a pretty good question. I'd assume it'd be on looking at the animal the way he's looking.
Well, look, I know this is getting off a little bit on the detour, but Alan, do you know which side of the turkey has the most feathers? I know we're a long ways away from Thanksgiving. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers?
Now, if my brother Tom was here right now, he'd probably know that answer. I don't have a clue.
The outside.
Oh,
that's a good one.
I didn't know when it was, but I knew it was going to be a joke.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Good to hear from you, my friend, there in, Arkadelphia?
Where do you say? South of Arkadelphia, right?
Arkadelphia, yeah.
Is it Gergen or something?
Arkadelphia, I want to say that's where, there's a couple of colleges down there that I've been to one. I've forgotten what the name of it is, but you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and JJ Jasper. We're here every Friday on American Family Radio. Well, we're here every day with today's issues, but on Fridays we take a break from the end of the world stories to have a little fun and play a little trivia with you, our listeners, and we appreciate you joining us. So, Ed, let's reset our questions quickly that have not been answered or heretofore have not been answered.
I'll have to add another one because I've got two answered. All right, one of my last original question, BARCA, B-A-R-C-A,
BARCA,
meaning thunderbolt or lightning, was the family nickname of what famous ancient general? I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a hint. BARCA was the family nickname of what famous Carthaginian general? Now that should just give it away.
That helps your skin, doesn't it?
If you were paying attention, well, you guys didn't pay attention in history, I guess.
I knew Carthaginian.
Here's the deal: my nose wouldn't quit bleeding one summer, so they Carthaginian up in there to keep
there,
it. Yeah, it hadn't bled since.
Well, I just know if you drink orange juice and take Carthaginian, it adds 5 years to your life. Have you never heard this?
No, I
heard it. We're doing it.
I heard it
religiously.
Vacation Bible School is where I learned that.
You add Carthaginian
and orange juice. You got to mix them.
Does it ferment? Is it fermented?
They ferment and
turns
you
into fruitcake.
They ferment and you just have a barca of a day, Ed.
Bark at the moon. That's
bark
where that
at
comes
the moon.
From.
All right. Hey, I meant to ask our fella from Odessa, Texas.
Yeah.
I wonder if they get tired of hearing Midland, Odessa run together, sort of like, oh, you live in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I've never heard anybody say Odessa without saying Midland, Odessa.
Right. I know. It's hurt.
Great oil
it's
country.
Hurtful.
It's hurtful to them who live there in that area.
Yes.
Odessa, we may not care.
Everyone has to bear their cross, though.
Everybody does. Barca.
All right. I got a couple other questions I'm going to toss in here. In what country, this is pretty easy if you're a fan, in what country was the Lord of the Rings movie trilogy filmed? In what country was the Lord of the Rings movie trilogy filmed?
Just to add, they do serve curry there.
Do they?
Did you know this?
No, I did not. You're a big fan, are you?
I'm a big fan of the curry that is made in this particular country.
Oh, okay. All right. And then my final question.
Amazon.
Female mosquitoes eat blood. What do males eat?
And you wash it down with yak's milk? Mm-mm. You talking about a picnic.
And you get that buffalo cheese? You're rocking and rolling.
You talking about mozzarella?
Yeah.
Water buffalo?
Water buffalo cheese.
Yeah.
What was the question?
This is what happens when you don't pay attention.
Well, I'm sorry.
I know.
I got distracted.
All right, so in what country was the Lord of the Rings movie trilogy filmed? And my last question, female mosquitoes eat blood. What do the males eat?
That's disgusting.
So when I was in India, I finally got a cup of coffee. A is about the size of your little daughter's teacup set. You know, it's a little tiny thing. And then they said, you need anything in your coffee? I said, you like a little bit of cream, not too much of a diva. And they said, is milk okay? You know, yeah. And then they said, oh, and by the way, after I was sipping on coffee, they said, that's buffalo milk. And I'm thinking American West bison, like a big old head the size of a 55-gallon barrel. And I like, buffalo? And they go, yeah, water buffalo. And I like, wow, I'm drinking coffee with water buffalo milk in it.
I was serious that real mozzarella cheese is made from the milk of water buffalo.
Really?
Yep.
It is. No, yeah, that's what I was.
Wow. Now, they don't do that anymore.
That's science.
That's science right there.
You got to trust science. That's what I've told people since COVID. Here's my questions. First question, let's see, what is Mozart's first name? Second question, riddle.
Shot.
What begins with the letter P, finishes with the letter E, and has over 1,000 letters in it? Riddle. Third question, what is entomology the study of? Do I need to spell it, guys?
The study of Mexican food.
No, pronunciation.
Entomology.
Empomadas?
Is that what you said?
No. What did you say?
Empomadas. Empomadaology. It's the study of
eating empomadas?
Of Caribbean food.
No, but look, you
is
got
that
me.
Caribbean?
Look. Cuban. Isn't it empas?
Look.
They're also within the Wizard of Oz.
And, those are the flying monkeys?
And they have the ruins. The empas ruins. Hey, look, you got me. You got me wanting to share something.
We are far afield.
No, this is worth it right here. This is worth it. So the instructor said, "Welcome to salsa class. Who's ready to learn how to dance?" Fella hiding a bag of tortilla chips said, "There's been a misunderstanding."
Salsa class.
Where are we? What are we doing?
I'm not sure. Everyone's
name of the
show. Did you give your questions?
Why are we here?
Did you give your questions?
I haven't.
I think that's where we're at. You gave all yours, right?
I gave all mine, yes, sir.
Waiting on you, Tim.
What do they say in the Wizard of Oz, the little fellas?
Oompa,
oompa, oompa, right?
No, you're thinking of Charlie.
Chocolate Factory.
The Chocolate Factory.
Oh, my. What was it? They both had the little people
in there,
right?
They both fly around.
They did.
It was
a big cast
of little people.
We welcome you to the Lollipop Guild.
Do it.
The Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild.
Are we talking with? You should go on tour for that.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure.
Was that Wizard of Oz or Willy Wonka?
No, that was Wizard of Oz.
That's what I thought.
What do they call them? The follow the yellow brick road.
Yes. What is it?
Now that's Willy Wonka and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
All right, here are my three questions.
And they toured.
I got two
for a while.
Willy Wonka.
Oh, Willy Wonka. Yeah. You go see
Munchkins.
They opened for the Beatles.
They were the Munchkins.
The Munchkins.
Yeah,
the Munchkins. That's
not the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah. All right, here's what I have. What is the fear of heights called? The proper name, okay, the scientific name. Not I have the fear of heights, but if you have the fear of heights, what do you have?
We're all about science here on this show.
JJ is. He says follow it.
Follow the science.
Follow it.
I'm wearing a mask now. People just can't see it.
Follow the science.
It's on the radio.
Take that mask off now, JJ. We're over it. What popular beverage is made by fermenting apples? I want to know the answer to that question. Not back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go to Iowa, and Rick is on the line. Rick, welcome to Trivia Friday, sir.
Good morning, professors. We love your program.
Well,
thank you.
Bless you, Rick. Thank you very much. What part of Iowa you live in?
We're from Clear Lake, Iowa, and if you remember Rick and Debbie that stopped at your studios and took a tour in mid-January. We were on our way to Florida.
I remember that. Yeah.
We met all of you, Abe and Ed and Walker and Chris and John, and we met you, of course.
Yeah. Hey, that $5 you borrowed from me?
here we go.
Just forget about it, okay? I waited. You said you were going to mail it, but it's no big deal.
Well,
okay.
Thanks for that gift.
You can buy a gallon of gas now.
Well, maybe not.
For $5. No, Rick, we appreciate it. We're going to take a break right here. Rick, you can hold on, right?
Yes, I can hold.
Thank you, Rick.
Brother Rick there and his dear wife, and then we have a lot of folks stop in the wintertime who are from
colder weather.
The Midwest or the North, and they want to go down to the
snowbirds.
Beach. Yeah, so... But anyway, people are welcome to come and visit us here at our studios.
You have to go online ahead of time. Security,
we need to know you're coming.
Yeah.
You know, that's it's easy to just call
us. Just go to afa.net, and there's at the top where the drop-down menus are, it says more. and then you click on it and
visit,
and then
AFA.net.
AFA.net.
All right, we'll be back momentarily, and we'll get back to Brother Rick in Iowa, and then on to other callers.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.